Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
We began with a follow-up on yesterday's helicopter crash that killed two people from Channel 3. The pilot, Chip Tayag, died, along with meteorologist Jason Myers. As you can imagine, our friends at Channel 3 just down the hall still navigating in kind of a fog because of such a sudden loss of people they knew and love and worked with every day. But Chip Tayag, the pilot, is being called a hero for avoiding cars, as something was going badly wrong with the chopper as he was trying to set it down near I-77.
He did what he's trained to do. He's trained well, and he did it, and he saved lives. He did his job.
So one of Channel 3's photojournalist witnesses say that Tayag clearly made an effort not to hit traffic in his final seconds.
It happened so fast, and it was no time to react. And so it was obvious that there was a huge level of heroism involved.
Meantime, the National Transportation Safety Board is now trying to figure out why Channel 3's copter went down. It had not been in the air long before it dropped suddenly in that grassy spot along I-77.
But after Sky 3 took off from the WBTV helipad, it proceeded south for about 5 miles. Sky 3 got clearance to enter CLT airspace before doing two 360-degree turns over I-77. The helicopter then descended rapidly, landing on the ground near the highway. NTSB says CLT Tower did not receive any distress calls from the pilot.
No distress calls, reporter Ashley Bowles. Now, the chopper that Channel 3 used and that crashed yesterday was a Robinson R-44. Many of us have never even heard of it, but we're learning more about it. We're learning it is a very difficult helicopter to fly. What's more, that particular model has been involved in a lot of fatal crashes. The Los Angeles Times found the Robinson R-44 was involved in the most deadly helicopter crashes between 2006 and 2016. It is less expensive than many copters. That's the reason television stations like it. Our Joe Gillespie talked to a pilot today who has one, knows all about it, says they can be difficult to handle, especially in an emergency.
One of those things that my heart just goes out to the family of the pilot and the meteorologist. It's terrible.
Don Evans has a special feeling and understanding for what happens. Don Evans flies helicopters. He's flown a lot of them. He spent 21 years with the Lexington, Kentucky Police Department. He's also worked in broadcasting for a number of years. And I reached out to him today to find out more about flying these special helicopters.
I'm an instructor in that particular model helicopter, the R-44. Done a lot of news gathering, a lot of police work. You know, the 44, it's a good platform. It's really the most used platform out there right now. Helicopter made in California, Torrance, California. And it's a workhorse. It's the workhorse in aviation right now for helicopters.
The Robinson R-44, they have sold thousands of them. One reason is they're less expensive than some of the bigger helicopters.
Still a $500,000 machine, and if you make it a news operation, it's going to add another couple hundred grand to it. So in the helicopter world, yeah, that is cheap. But, the big question is, are they safe? Yes, they're certified helicopters. They're safe. I will tell you that the Robinson has its own SFAR. It's a special federal aviation regulation that requires pilots to be trained in advanced procedures in that particular helicopter because as helicopters go, it is considered to be one of the more squirrely machines.
Don, please explain.
Well, everything happens a lot quicker in a Robinson R-44. For instance, your reaction time. Yeah, if you have an engine failure, a helicopter pilot would go into what's called an autorotation, which essentially lets you glide to the ground. And then when you get about 40 feet off the ground, if all goes well, you should be able to land the helicopter without incident. In a Robinson helicopter, once the pilot recognizes a failure, such as a total catastrophic engine failure, that pilot has about 1.5 to 2 seconds to react, depending on the configuration that he's in. And if he doesn't, then you can get into a blade stall, which is catastrophic. So there are lots of things that happen. It just happens. Things happen very quickly in a Robinson helicopter.
To the non-pilot, it seems small and not very sophisticated.
Well, no, but that's not a bad thing. I mean, look, it has blades which act as wings. It has a tail rotor, just like any other helicopter. It's got a power plant, which is a piston engine. So it has all the things it needs. They're generally not equipped with a lot of electronic gear that you see in some helicopters, and it's not a turbine. So, you know, the big debate in helicopters is which is better, a turbine or a piston engine. And it goes back and forth about reliability, honestly. I mean, most pilots want to fly a turbine because those are the helicopters that run into the millions and they're more powerful and such. But it would certainly not be fair to say that an R-44 cannot do the job, because it can.
Despite some shortcomings, he's a big fan of this helicopter.
I mean, I own an R-44, and in the past I've done news gathering in an R-44. I've done some police work in a 44. I do a lot of training. In fact, I train, you know, police pilots for the state police and for the municipalities in the R-44 helicopter. That's what they get trained in. The reason we train them in that chopper is because it is less expensive to operate. That's one. But it's still an excellent training platform because it is more difficult to fly. And they say if you can fly a Robinson, you can fly anything.
Don Evans, pilot, retired police officer, broadcaster, Joe Gillespie, WBT News.
So the Robinson R-44, which was the Channel 3 helicopter that crashed, you heard him say it, it is squirrely, tough to handle in an emergency. But Channel 3's pilot, as we have emphasized, managed to use his final seconds on this earth to make sure that he did not hit any cars on I-77.